Notre Dame is an academic school first and foremost, okay? Sports are second to that school. All right.
Overrated.
Throw the flag. Wait, rough that, in the pastor.
Was that your impression? Was that your impression of the whistle?
I can't whistle right now for some reason. I usually can whistle, but I can't whistle right now, so it's going to have to do, okay?
USC said, hey, Lincoln, here's $100 million. Come coach our team.
I'm going to say this real quick. If you're one of those people that has a problem with the way this coach talks, then you obviously haven't played a competitive sport, and you just need to stick to participation trophies.
I don't ever slow up, no, I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up.
I don't ever slow up, no, I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no, I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up.
Everything I do so instinctive and so passionate. Every word I move so descriptive like an adjective. I got a vendetta against people who patented being negative.
What's good, everybody? What's good? Welcome to Real Fans Football Talk. Your host Cody, by myself tonight. Kane had a family emergency to attend to, so you know he's taking care of that. And Justin couldn't make it tonight as well, so it's just myself. But we're going to get right into it. First of all, I want to say thank you all for listening and watching. I've never done this by myself. This is going to be interesting. But here we go, man. You know, we gotta do this for y'all anyway. I'm going to do my best. Don't be too hard on me. This is going to be interesting. So, you know what I mean? So we're going to do this. So I want to talk about Thursday night's game. It's Friday night right now. So, you know, we try to get these done every Friday if we can. Pretty hard to get done during the week between mine and Kane's schedule. It's just really hard. The Friday nights are usually the best nights. So here we are. I want to talk about last night's game. I got the Chargers at the Chiefs. And it was a close game. If you ask me personally, I think Chargers were the better team. I mean, they had a better defense for most of the game, better offense for most of the game. The problem was is that the offense would stall. They a lot of third downs, a lot of fourth downs. No surprise there with the Chargers. They go for it on fourth down a lot. Surprisingly, they didn't go for it more than they did. But overall, a really good game. It came down to who was going to make a mistake. And Chargers made that mistake with Justin Herbert throwing a pick six at the goal line. Massive mistake. Haven't had a chance to really review the film, so I can't say for sure whose fault it was. I know that I believe it was the tight end was trying to get off the field. He was exhausted from the previous play. He was, you know, trying to get out, get a substitution, but they're, you know, the offense was trying to hustle, and so, you know, the tight end ends up staying on the field, and he just seemed like he was gassed or something. I don't know what it was. He seemed like he was just done. He didn't really have a whole lot of energy to run that play, and the result was a pick six by the Kansas City's defense. It was a good game. That pick six was the dagger. And then to top it all off with that, Justin Herbert goes down with an injury. Now, he finished the game, but I think it was a fractured rib, if I'm not mistaken. He's pretty much day-to-day right now. What I will say about Justin Herbert is he showed toughness. He played his ass off, especially on that final drive on fourth down. Struggling to breathe, basically, from what it looked like. I mean, he had a wide open lane to run the ball for a first down. I mean, nobody close to him, and he throws the ball away because he can't run. But on fourth down, he throws a dot. Like, My boy's different, that's for sure. So Justin Herbert, you know, respect. I think Chargers were the better team. Patrick Mahomes threw a lot of questionable balls. I'm not doubting Pat Mahomes. He had like five phenomenal passes in that game. Some of the passes this dude makes are incredible, and I have no doubt in his capability. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, top three easily. But that game specifically, he should have been picked off three times minimum. So, that game shouldn't have been that close. Chargers should have ran away with that game, but they didn't. And Chiefs win. I mean, that's what it is. But you had Justin Herbert throwing, 334 yards passing. And surprisingly, Pat Mahomes only threw for 235. See, I kind of like that, though. Patrick Mahomes didn't have to throw 400 yards this game to get the W. It was kind of, I'm pretty sure it was nice for him to be able to just throw the underneath throws and not to force things. I mean, granted, he did throw some passes, again, that were very, very questionable. It looked like he was still trying to force it, but he got lucky. I mean, there's no denying that. But overall, I think Justin Herbert outplayed Patrick Mahomes in this game. I just think Justin Herbert made the one mistake that cost him the game. That's how close this game was. I mean, what do you say? Great game. Fun game to watch. Very competitive. Down to the wire. Both quarterbacks played their tails off. Both offenses look good. Chargers defense, though, with the addition of Khalil Mack, like I said, this addition of Khalil Mack is going to make a big difference because he's got Joey Bosa over there on the other side. And those two are wreaking havoc just like I said they would. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes down the road. But so far, I think Chargers are the better team. DC got the dub, but if the Chargers can eliminate small little mistakes they're making, they're gonna go far. A good team. They're a very good team. So, that's my recap on that one. Final score was 24-27 Chiefs. Not much to say. I mean, it was a crazy game. Chargers looked better in my opinion. Y'all let me know what you think. We're gonna move on from that. I'm going to talk a little bit. I don't know how much y'all like this, but it's a very popular subject right now. So I'm going to talk a little 49ers, more Trey Lance, because it's been brought to my attention. Oh, well, it's not just my attention. Everybody's attention. Everybody thinks that Trey Lance needs to be benched after a game. I mean, I can't understand that. So Kobe, one of our listeners, and that's Kane's father-in-law, he hit me up on Facebook on our Real Fans Facebook page, and he was talking about the comparisons between Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance, and about Trevor Lawrence kind of being, you know, forgiven for his bad play and everyone excusing it, including myself. I mean, I think the guy got dealt a rough hand, and I think that, you know, based on his first season, I mean, he got dealt a raw deal. So yeah, I think that he deserves another season to kind of get his feet wet and, you know, get some momentum going and get some chemistry with his team and a new offensive system and see where it goes. Absolutely, I agree with that. But why is it that it's okay for Trevor Lawrence to have this leeway, but Trey Lance has got to be good right now? Why has he got to be perfect right now? First of all, let's talk about the Chicago game. Okay, the Chicago game, it was a damn monsoon. I mean, y'all saw the field. It's crazy. Okay, it was the perfect home field advantage. And you know what? I wouldn't even call it that much of a home field advantage because Chicago struggled too. Okay, Chicago's got a good defense, always has a good defense. And Justin Field made some plays. What do you want me to say? He had a couple wide open receivers, some coverages that just, they're just garbage by the 49ers. I mean, the defense left two receivers wide open, two big plays, and that's pretty much what cost the Niners the game. I mean, the Niners had lead for a majority of that game. And Trey Lance struggled a little bit, yes, but let's not forget that Deebo Samuel fumbled the ball in the red zone. Let's not forget about that. So while you guys are out there crucifying Trey Lance and saying that, you know, Trevor Lawrence, it's okay for you, buddy, but let's put Jimmy G in. See, this is exactly why I didn't want to re-sign Jimmy G, because I knew this was going to happen. The second Trey Lance has a mistake, you guys crucify him. Put Jimmy in. Get rid of Trey. You're crucifying him already. Like, let the kid have his opportunity. He's going to struggle. He's going to have ups. He's going to have downs. He's going to make a lot of plays. He's going to make some poor plays. It's going to happen. He's got to learn. He's got to grow. Let it happen. I don't get it because the 49ers have a better roster than the Jaguars. The leash is shorter with Trey. Maybe. But at the same time, that kind of gives Trey a better opportunity to get his feet wet, because he has a great defense that can bail him out. He has a good run game that's going to help him out in the long run. Okay, so why are we being so impatient? If anything, the friggin' Jags are the ones that, like, let's be honest, like, they haven't been good for how long? You think the patience over there would be gone? The patience here, we need to take our time with this kid. We don't know what his ceiling's going to be. We have no clue. The reason why we have no clue is because he had one full season as a college quarterback. One. In his 3 years with North Dakota State. One full season. That's it. And then he had three starts last year. And then one this year. And we're going to judge this kid? We're going to crucify this kid already? We're going to sentence him to the bench already because Jimmy G went to the Super Bowl, took us to an NFC championship. Let's not forget one thing, you guys. Jimmy had the same damn team and couldn't get it done. He couldn't do it. Could not win. Could not make those plays. When the defense didn't bail his ass out, he couldn't bail us out either. So why are we going to crucify Trey and be like, well, we need Jimmy? Yes, Jimmy is consistent. He's good with the ball. But he does one thing really well. One thing really well. And I'm not going to discredit this. It's a good throw. It's a hard throw. And he does it very well. And it's a throw up the middle. But with that, now tell me, what other throws Does Jimmy G do well? Go ahead. Tell me. I'll wait. Go ahead. Yeah, none. He sucks. He throws it up the middle well. He can throw the quick slant pretty okay. He can't throw the out route. He can't throw a deep ball to save his damn life. And we're going to crucify Trey, and we're going to want to bring Jimmy in already. We know what Jimmy G's ceiling is. We know what it is. We have no clue what we got in Trey Lance. And yeah, we're not willing to find out. Are you serious? Look, calm down. One game. Week one. In shitty conditions. No quarterback's going to play well in those conditions. None. Calm down. Relax. Take a breath. Everybody around the league, take a breath. All right. Freaking Aaron Rodgers had a terrible week one. We going to crucify him? No. We're not. Joe Burrow, 4 interceptions week one. Going to crucify him? It's week one, y'all. calm down. It's going to be okay. All right, let's give the kid a chance. Let's give him a chance. He deserves that much. I'm trying to figure out why you guys are losing your damn minds over this so quickly. So fast. Week one. Got a whole season out of us. Talk to me at week 8. We'll go from there. Y'all remember, we had a really slow start last season too. 49ers had a very slow start and they barely made the playoffs. Calm down. Oh, by the way, that's with your beloved Jimmy G. Calm down. Goodness. You guys are ridiculous. All right. I probably should have moved my no filter, but it wasn't. Holy cow. All right. I want to talk about what I'm going to call RFFT's Game of the Week. Real Fans Football Talk Game of the Week. Okay? And I was looking at the schedule. Two games that stood out to me. Two games that really stood out to me. But the one that stood out to me the most was the Dolphins and the Ravens. I think this is going to be a really good matchup. You got a really good ball, defense, a ball-hugging defense in the Dolphins. Really good in the pass, like phenomenal in the pass. And then you got, and overall, I don't know a lot about the Ravens defense, but I know they're pretty dang good. I know they got some good corners. And then you got two quarterbacks, one, Lamar Jackson, who's in the middle of a contract dispute with his team. Apparently they're going to wait till the end of the season to pick up the contract negotiations. And then you got Tua Tagovailoa, who, believe it or not, 7-1 against Super Bowl winning coaches. 7-1. Pretty dang cool. Pretty dang good stats right there. I don't know all the teams. I can tell you he's never lost to the Patriots. They beat the Ravens last year. In fact, that's what got their like big 7-game win streak going last year, was when they beat the Ravens, and then they just kept winning after that. So this one's interesting to me. I thought I had some stats pulled up here. Thought I did. I suck. All right, we'll do it quickly. But now what I want to see with this team is they're both a run first team. You basically got the 49ers offense over there with McDaniels, coming from the 49ers and running that offense. But you've got John Harbaugh, excuse me, I almost said Jim Harbaugh. John Harbaugh, who he's a run first guy. I mean, that whole offense is built around Lamar Jackson, right? That whole offense is built around him. It's a run first team. Now, granted, he made some pretty impressive throws last week that I didn't really see that coming. I usually just throws it to Andrews, and that's kind of what you expect out of Lamar Jackson, is when it comes to the passing game, throws it to his tight end Andrews, which great security blanket, very good tight end, one of the best ones in the league if you ask me. But what intrigues me about this is you got a really good team against the pass. I think both defenses are pretty good against the pass. How are they against the run? And both teams are kind of run first teams. Now you got obviously Tyreek Hill and Waddle on one side. And I don't even know who Baltimore's receivers are anymore. I know they got rid of Brown. And they also got rid of what's his name? He went to Kansas City. I can't think of his name right now. But so I don't know who Baltimore even has right now, but it's an interesting dynamic because they're both, like I said, the run first type of teams with really good pass defenses. But right now, as it stands, Miami's 22nd in offense, Baltimore's 25th. Their defenses all together, Miami's 20th defense, and then Baltimore's 30th. The passing game, Miami's 13th, and Baltimore is 19th. Now, granted, it's only 1 week, so don't freak out. These are just stats right now. But this is kind of still surprising to me. Again, it's only been 1 week. But given the fact that both teams are kind of a run-first offense team, surprises me that the Dolphins are 28th in rushing and the Ravens are 30th in rushing. It's only been 1 week, so I'm not going to freak out. But it's interesting. That looks like it just seems like they've passed more than they've ran the ball, both teams. Not quite what I expected, but this is the game I dubbed Real Fans Football Talk Game of the Week. I think it's going to be super competitive. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game, but I do think it's going to be fast paced. It's going to be a lot of third down, third and one, third and twos, a lot of old school, like, pound. Just basically, it's going to be, you know, who's going to punch the other person in the mouth harder kind of football. You know, that old school running the ball offense. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, so it was between that and, oh gosh, it was the Vikings and who the Vikings. Oh my, hold on. I'm so terrible. See, this is why I need my partner in crime. I'm all by myself. I'm all by myself today. See, hold on. I'm gonna just do this. I got y'all. Hold on. I'm not gonna. Gosh, where are the Vikings? Why don't I see the Vikings? Oh my gosh, I mean the Eagles. Such a moron. They play Monday night. That's why I didn't see it on the schedule. So that one's a really good one too. That one, I just think the Vikings offense is going to be a little bit better than the Eagles based on what I saw week one. Now, again, try not to overreact week one, but based on what I saw, I think the Vikings, like I said earlier in the offseason, I think the Vikings are going to take that division in the NFC North. And in the NFC East, I think the Eagles are going to take that division. So I think we got two division winners playing each other. But I think the Vikings are just more, they're overpowered in that offense. I just think that it's going to be a good game, but I think the Vikings are going to win. So that's why I didn't pick that one. I didn't think it was going to be as competitive as the Dolphins and the Ravens. I think that game is going to be smash mouth football. And I think it's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, kind of like last night's game with the Chargers and the Chiefs. So interesting game. Has Tua perform? He's 7-1 against Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Who knows? We'll see, right? It's going to be an interesting game. So that's Real Fans Football Talk. Game of the week right there. And that's that. So y'all let me know what you think. Who you got? Do you think it's a good game? And if you do, who you got? To finish that one off. Man, I don't need Baltimore winning any more games because of Kane and I's bet. But I think Baltimore comes away with the win on that one. Sorry, Kane. I just think they do. They looked really good week one. I mean, I'm not saying the Dolphins didn't either, but I don't know. For Kane's sake, I hope I'm wrong. But I got it 24-21 And I say Justin Tucker kicks the game-winning field goal with time expiring. That's how I have it. Y'all let me know what you think. We're going to move on from that, though. Man, when you do a lot of talking, you get a lot of dry throat, man. Just having another guy here talk with me, but it's just me tonight. I do apologize for that. So we're moving on to the next one. And, oh man, this pissed me off. So this is my no filter right here. We're doing this. Next up is the segment, no filter. I'm about to go off on these guys. So, I'm going to talk about the Seahawks Denver game and the way that shit ended. So here we go, guys. No filter. Man. Okay. So game overall, pretty okay game. Let me start off with this. Seattle fans, how you gonna boo Russell Wilson? How y'all gonna boo that man? Boo to you guys. Boo the 12s. Okay. That was a sorry ass display of fandom. Okay, that man won y'all a ring and potentially almost two rings, okay? Okay, if it wasn't for a shitty-ass call by a shitty-ass offensive coordinator, okay, and a great defensive play by the Patriots, Malcolm Butler, y'all got two rings, okay? So, y'all gonna boo that man? Now, I've been hearing all this shit about, oh, well, he was a diva, and he was this, and he was that, and it was all about Russell Wilson when he was here, all this, that, the other. Yeah. He's your franchise quarterback. The man wanted an offensive line. The man wanted some weapons. He got DK, okay. But he wanted an offensive line, so he wasn't running for his damn life. Now, I got to be honest with y'all, I didn't really see much of an offensive line with Denver, so I don't think it was much of an upgrade. We'll see. Week one again, but I saw for almost 10 years or whatever it was, where the man never had an offensive line. So y'all boo Russell Wilson? Like, y'all seriously have some damn class. Like, okay, look, I get it. Like, when he comes out of the tunnel for game time, that okay, boo him. But when he comes out on the field for warm-ups, y'all gonna boo him then too? Man, y'all got no class. Got no class, Seattle. Come on. You guys are better than that. I'm disappointed. Not that most Seattle fans give a shit what I think because of the colors I'm wearing. However, I've stuck up for you guys in the past. I've let my bias go to the side many times. And I'm telling y'all, fandom aside, like my 49er fandom aside, that was wrong and it was bullshit. Y'all know it. Now, we're going to go back to Geno Smith here. We're going to talk about some Geno Smith. I don't want nobody getting too excited about Geno Smith. He had a good ass game. I'll give him that. Probably the best game I've ever seen him play. And maybe he proves me wrong. But until he does, this is what I say about Geno Smith. He is not an 83-point-whatever passer completion percentage guy, okay? He had like 20, oh gosh, what was it, 20-something attempts? Oh gosh, I got to find it. 20-something attempts, here we go. Let's see here, we got da-da-da-da. Wilson. There we go. He had 28 total attempts for 195 yards. Yes, was he accurate? Absolutely. But he had a lot of players making good plays for him. Kind of some crap defense. Yes, he threw some dots. I'm going to give y'all that. He threw some dots. But don't think that this is going to be Geno Smith all season long. if this is the same overreaction type of shit that we got from what's his name over there and the Saints? I can't even think of his damn name right now. Where he threw for 5 touchdowns last season in the season opener. And oh god, this is gonna bother me what his name is. Anyway, same overreaction shit though. Okay. And this dude ain't gonna do that. He ain't. Look, 28 attempts for only not even 200 yards. He's 5 shy of that. 2 TDs. Yes, he threw some dots. Yes, he was damn accurate this night. He was also in Seattle, where that damn place goes nuts. Okay, any offensive team that goes, any opposing team that goes there, they don't play that well. They have a lot of pre-snap penalties. The place is insane. It's a loud place. Credit to the 12s. I can't deny that. They're insane over there. They're loud. It's a hard place to play. So Geno had that advantage. I mean, it was just easier for him compared to Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson, damn, I didn't realize this, but he didn't do through it 42 damn times. But he threw for 340 yards and a TD. They were in the red zone twice. I'm sure they're in the red zone more than twice, but I think it was only twice. Both times they were there on the goal line, they fumbled the ball. That's on the Broncos. Plus all the offensive snap, the pre-snap penalties on the Broncos, and credit the home field advantage there. But with the game on the line, you're going down to score the game. Field goal wins the game. Mind you, the final score of this game was only 16-17. Seahawks winning the game. So you got Russell Wilson with the ball in his hands. And you're going to 4th and 5. And you're going to let the clock tick down. And they call timeout with, what was it, like 4 seconds left or something like that. When you had, I think it was like 2 timeouts left or something. I can't remember everything. What I do know is it was 4th and 5, and you took the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands with timeouts left. You could have called timeout, had time on the clock, and let your quarterback that you're paying $245 million to make a damn play in the fourth quarter like he's done his entire career. The reason why you signed this man. You signed this man for this reason. Right here. And you're going to put the ball in the kicker's hands for a 64-yard field goal? Are y'all serious? Really? You could have. You're not going to trust Russell Wilson with the ball in his hands. Why the hell did you get him then? Someone tell me that. Why even get Russell Wilson if you're not going to trust him in that moment? That's what you got that guy for. That's what he's been doing his entire career. Winning in the fourth quarter. Making big plays when big plays needed to happen. He could play like shit the whole game. But when it came down to the moments, the big moments, he shined. And you're going to take the ball out of his hands and you're going to kick a 64-yard field goal. Really? That was your game plan? Wow. Okay. I guess you just paid a $245 million game manager. That's what you did. Because you clearly don't trust him. You don't trust him to make the plays. Because if you did, probably talking about a different score here. Russell Wilson makes a play on 4th and 5. He makes a play on 4th and 5, and he gets it done. And I'm not saying he wins the game, but he gets that first down. And he gets you into manageable field goal range at best. But you're like, nah, we, you know, we're going to kick this 64-yard field goal over here. You know, my guy's going to nail this. Okay. You know what? You're the coach. You're the coach. What the hell do we know? What do we know? And Russell Wilson, why didn't you call a timeout, bro? Could have called a timeout. Talk to your coach. Yeah, is he going to get mad at you in the moment? Probably, but you know damn good and well that that was a bad decision. You had the power to call a timeout. You could have done it. You didn't. What the hell is up? That's just some of the worst coaching and time management I think I've ever seen in my life. That shit was almost worse than the Dallas Cowboys' time management against the Niners in the playoffs last year. McCarthy's garbage with time management. I think he's better than what I saw this night. That was just horrible. I don't know how you pay a guy $245 million and you're going to trust him in the 4th and 5. How are you not going to trust this man? Garbage. It's what else can I say on it? Terrible. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. That's a terrible play. Terrible time management. Should have trusted his $245 million quarterback. His proven quarterback. His Super Bowl winning quarterback. Should have trusted him. But he didn't. Put the game in the kicker's hands for 64 yards. I'm not a professional. Most everyone listens to this probably ain't a professional. But I think we all can agree that was the dumbest damn decision that I've seen since the Seahawks decided to throw the ball at the goal line instead of running Marshawn Lynch. Y'all tell me, because I can't understand it. I can't. Don't make no damn sense to me. Just don't. Anyway, that's no filter, you guys. What a shit show. What a shit show indeed. Man. Feels like the show is flying by. I mean, it's just me, you know, talking to you guys. I should have 2 no filters on there because I think I went off on a couple of things there, honestly. But I think that's it. That's all I got, y'all. So let me know what you guys think. Sorry, I'm multitasking here. Usually I have some help, but it's just me tonight. I'm gonna play this. All right, just making sure. Okay. So anyway, let me know what y'all think about the topics and the things we discussed here tonight. You know, who y'all got in the Ravens Baltimore game? I think that Baltimore pulls away with that one. I really want to know what you guys think about this decision by the Broncos coach. Seriously, I want to hear this one. This one drove me crazy. Let me know what you guys think about that. Give me your thoughts on the Trey Lance thing, and Kobe. You know, credit to Kobe for that one. He's the one that gave that to me, and I felt like I needed to discuss that a little more further. So, you know, Kobe and I have been discussing it, but y'all let us know what you guys think about it. Yeah, so feedback as always. Love feedback. While we do this, we want to hear from you guys, fans. So that's why we do this. So make sure to follow us on our social medias. All the links will be posted in the description of these videos. This video or the audio. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music. Find us on all those places. So be sure to like and subscribe to the video. Be sure to follow us on all the other platforms I just named off. make sure to follow us on our Facebook page and our Twitter, mostly our Facebook, man. We do a lot of discussion there. I love to talk to you guys there. So follow us there. And if you like the show, you know, please rate it, you know, leave a comment, let us know what you guys think. I would love to hear back from you guys. The ratings really help us out. So rate it. If you like what you hear, rate us, you know, give an honest rating. You know, we're all men here and you know, we could take it. You know, we're not going to throw a fit. If you don't like the show, you know, tell us what we're doing wrong. Love to hear some feedback. Rate the show, share it with your friends. You know, if it's something you think your friends would enjoy, let them know about it. So I appreciate the share. And yeah, I think that's it. So yeah, like always, catch you guys on the next one. Peace. Of modestness. I'm not here to save the day, that's for you to take away. I could play a million mind games, but instead I say something not illogical, something that is topical. Rub it on and watch it go, make yourself unstoppable. Dreams are irresponsible, but they're always possible. If you just believe, you could be so remarkable. Thoughts in my head, a collage and they spread. I'll be great one day, going off of my meds. No, I'm not giving up, no, I'm not giving in. I will make it to the top, taking off in the wind. I gotta make it, I'm saving every day to taste it. I'm patient, but my mind, it can hardly take it. I'm chasing a dream that I've had for several ages, a vacant modern kingdom for the taking. Now that I've been put through hell, I never got anyone's help, I had to do it all myself. I don't ever slow up, no, I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no, I don't take shit.